first of all, congratulations on the new gig with The Athletic. And how was that, getting that launch date set up and everything? How exciting was that back, what was that, Monday, to get everything going?
Oh, yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it was a hectic day for sure. Same day as the Bills Media Golf Tournament. So we were out there actually on the golf course when everything went live, but we had obviously, you know, been prepared with some stories and things like that to get things rolling. And the response was amazing. I mean, I'm sure as you guys have figured out from following Josh, you know, Bills fans, Buffalo sports fans in general are just, they're a crazy bunch, and they supported us in full force on Monday. So it was a lot of fun.
You mentioned the Bills Media Golf Tournament. How did you fare during that golf tournament, Matthew?
Not too hot. We came in at 4 over. I was playing with Joe Shane, the Bills' assistant GM, who's quite the golfer. I think I held him back a little bit, but we hung in there at about 4 over. We just, short game wasn't there for us. Otherwise, we would have been right in the mix. I think 1 under or 2 under won the whole thing.
So, okay.
Sort of like the U.S. Open.
Yeah, not too much different, really. I mean, I wish we had the excuse that we were playing on that tough of a course, but really it's our short game was just way off.
So when you're getting ready to launch this, because The Athletic, I know they opened up a hub, I guess that you would say, down in Denver. I mean, The Athletic is really spreading around the country right now. You know, why do you feel that is? There's a lot of good writers and beat writers that, you know, are trying to find the work and everything like that have been laid off from their jobs. But The Athletic seems to be really, really going with a lot of momentum right now. Why do you think that is?
You know, I can only speak for myself and some of the other guys that joined here. I mean, we just view it as an opportunity to really, you know, stretch out as a writer. That they really focus on in-depth writing and longer pieces, you know, feature stories, in-depth analysis, and things you can't get other places. And, you know, that's the type of work that, most of us got into this to do. But obviously there's certain things you have to do to appease advertisers and get clicks at other places. But the model we're going with is completely different. You know, you're trying to get subscribers, you're preaching to the converted. And I don't know, I mean, they attracted, like you said, some really good talent before, you know, they came to Buffalo. And so when I got the phone call, it was their reputation preceded them at that point. And the guys they got, John Vogel to do Sabres and Tim Graham, who's going to do some features on both sports, who you guys are probably familiar with. He did a great 5-part series on Josh Allen. You know, to have that kind of talent along with me, it was kind of a dream scenario for me.
So mandatory minicamps wrapped up last Thursday. Who came across to you of the three quarterbacks that are kind of vying for things right now? Who came across to you as the best quarterback out there?
You know, I think there's no question that Josh Allen is the most talented of the group. You know, they picked him number 7 overall for a reason. But, you know, the only thing that's a little bit tough about gauging him at the moment is his exposure against the first-team defense and with the first-team offense has been pretty limited at this point. And, you know, that's the only reason it's tough to gauge him and crown him as the top quarterback there. I think it's obvious that he's the most talented guy on the field at the quarterback position. All in all, throughout the spring, Nathan Peterman probably put together the best body of work, but there's no question that the most throws that had you turning your head and saying, wow, those belong to Josh Allen. And that will probably remain true during training camp. It's just a matter of whether he can put it together quickly enough to get the meaningful reps with the first team and stand out in preseason games to try to lock down this job. I think they're going to give him a chance to win it. You know, I sat down with Brandon Bean last week, and he said, you know, it hasn't been determined whether he's going to play 0 games or 16. You know, it's all up to him. It could fall anywhere in between. So they're not forcing anything, but I thought he looked good and set a really good foundation heading into the summer.
I guess the question I have is, I read all of this, and I look at it, and I listen to their, you know, we get the live press conferences we can look at and everything else. I guess my question is not being able to see Josh Allen and how he's working out, which you guys do, is it that the Bills are holding him back because they want him to get more experience, they want to take it slow and everything, or is Josh doing something that's preventing him from getting more reps with the first team? My indication, or what I'm putting, I guess, my thoughts on it are that the Bills are really the ones that are holding him back and saying, you know, take more time with the thirds, you know, work more with them and everything. Not that he's doing anything that prevents, from his own actions, that prevents him getting more time with the firsts and seconds.
Oh, yeah, not at all. I think this is a case of the Bills having a plan that they put in place before they even drafted him and, you know, trying their best to stick to that plan. And obviously sometimes it's easy to get tempted and say, you know, let's see him, you know, with a better group, or, you know, let's put him with the ones and let him sink or swim. But it's been important to them throughout this process that they let him, you know, give him a chance to succeed and let him lay the foundation before they, you know, throw too much at him. They want to let him walk before he runs, so to speak. And I think they did a good job with that, and that's why you saw at mandatory minicamp, they did put him in against the first team defense and with the first team offense to see how he would do, because, like I said, it's nothing that Josh Allen is doing to sit there with the third team offense. I mean, if he weren't, I don't think that's where he would be. And, you know, he's performed well. He's obviously made mistakes, as rookies do, but I think this is a case of them having a plan and trying their best to stick to it. Now, I think when training camp rolls around, you're going to see them let the reins loose a little bit and let this kid have a legitimate chance to win the job. But, you know, he was still getting his feet wet during the spring, and there was a lot on his plate, you know, from a off-the-field standpoint, just getting adjusted to life in the NFL. So I think that was part of why they took it slow with him.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. What about on the field? What are some of the things that coaches are saying about him that he's got to work on and get better at?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the stuff that you see some rookies struggle with. I think he's turning the ball over probably a bit more than they would like, but again, it's practice. I mean, you want guys taking chances, making mistakes and learning from them. I think the real thing that, you know, these guys have talked about and that we haven't gotten a chance to see just because they haven't been in pads is, you know, how is his footwork going to hold up in the pocket when he's pressured in contact situations? We might not see that until preseason games, quite to be quite honest with you. So I think the footwork is a big thing. You know, Brandon Bean said that was something that they liked the improvement they saw, you know, before the draft. They liked the improvement they saw during the spring. They want to see him continue to do that in live situations, which he hasn't really been exposed to at this point. But, you know, that's one of the key areas that they're focusing on. And I think just continuing to mature as a leader and as a guy who can run this offense, command this huddle, and really, you know, be a leader in the locker room, be a strong voice that guys can look to. And I think he honestly did a really good job of that, you know, starting off, considering everything that he had to deal with, being a high draft pick, everything that came out about his tweets on draft weekend. I mean, he handled himself with a lot of maturity, and I think that's helped him get off to a good start with his teammates.
What do you think, I mean, for LeSean McCoy to come out and say, I normally don't like rookies or hate rookies, I mean, I'm probably paraphrasing a little bit much there, but to come out and say, this guy's kind of different, this guy's got something special, what did that tell you when a guy like LeSean McCoy, a longtime veteran in the NFL, comes out and says that about Josh?
Yeah, that's everything. I mean, right now, LeSean McCoy is this team. I mean, they have a really good defense. They have a lot of talented players there. They've got some leaders, some longtime guys like Kyle Williams. But when you ask anybody outside of Western New York about the Bills, the first thing that comes to mind is LeSean McCoy. And there are a lot of people that wonder, you know, why would LeSean McCoy want to still be there as he's, you know, turning 30 this summer and, you know, trying to chase down some career goals of his. One of those being, you know, winning a championship. You know, why would he want to be in this locker room with a rebuilding team and a young quarterback? So for him to come out and throw his support behind him, and he's not one to do that, you know, as he mentioned, for just any rookie. And he's a guy that, you know, is not afraid to be honest, and he's been honest in the past. So I think for him to come out and say that about Josh, that shows you something. And what stood out to me is that he mentioned how smart Josh Allen is, and that he's really, you know, testing a lot of the guys and really standing out in meeting rooms. And I think that's what you want your quarterback to be. You know, we talk about him being a leader, but that's where it starts, is knowing things and knowing the offense better than other guys do, and being a guy that people can go to. And for LeSean McCoy to already feel that way about him, I think is pretty impressive.
You mentioned you had an extensive Q&A with Brandon Bean, the GM there. What was something maybe that was surprising that you asked about Josh Allen to Brandon Bean that you maybe didn't know or was kind of surprising to you at least?
Yeah, you know, I think first of all, it was kind of funny, you know, just when we were talking outside of that, when he talked about the trip they took to Wyoming, they had a little scary situation with the winds as they came in over the mountain on the plane. They all thought that the plane was going down. They were a little freaked out by that, and I think Josh probably got a kick out of that when they landed. But I think the big thing is that there's no question that Brandon Bean believes that Josh Allen can win this job, and I think we knew that when he picked him. But the way he talked about, you know, Josh interacting with the other quarterbacks and the fact that they are going to leave this thing absolutely wide open. You know, you talk to Sean McDermott and you start to think that, hey, maybe, you know, they're going to keep this kid on the bench. But when you talk to Brandon Bean, you think, yeah, Brandon Bean wants to see this kid out there. He's excited about him. And I think that's a big thing here, is that he's going to get a legitimate chance to win the job. But on the same foot, you know, Brandon Bean was pretty impressed with Nathan Peterman as well. And the other thing, you know, that he brought up was that they're okay if Josh doesn't see the field. That's a scenario that they're comfortable with if it comes to that. You know, he said everybody's plan for their quarterback is going to be different. You know, the Eagles handled Carson Wentz differently than the Rams handled Jared Goff, and that both situations will be different than how the Bills will handle Josh Allen. So I think that was, you know, an interesting takeaway for me, just to know that these guys really are going to let things play out in their natural course, which is really what you have to do with a rookie quarterback, especially one, you know, who needs some development like Josh does.
I guess my question would be, if the Bills made the playoffs last year, this year they come out and they go 4-4 or 3-5 to start the season with the expectations the fans have, how much pressure will they bring on the office, you know, front office and the coaching staff, and will they stick with their plan, or will they, you know, alter it, I guess, is the question.
You know, I think it all depends on how they get there, right? You know, let's not forget this team was in a playoff position last year when they benched their starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, in favor of rookie fifth-round pick Nathan Peterman. So if they're sitting at 3-5 or 4-4, but the defense has dragged the offense kicking and screaming to get to that record, I don't think they'll hesitate. I think they know what Josh Allen can bring. That, you know, the spark he can give their offense. There's a reason that he, you know, was a top 10 pick. If they think this offense will look a lot different with him out there, they've already started incorporating, you know, some read options and different things like that to take advantage of Josh's athleticism. So I don't think they're going to hesitate to pull the trigger if it's obvious that, you know, it needs to happen. I think if it's a scenario where they're 4-4 and Nathan Peterman's lighting it up, you know, obviously they're not going to make a change for the sake of making a change, but they showed last year that they are willing to pull the trigger when it needs to happen and make a bold change. In fact, they showed that not just last year when they made that Peterman change, but they showed it a few other times because they were pretty bold throughout the year making trades and things like that. So I wouldn't say that they're going to sit on their hands here. I think they're going to be willing to do what needs to be done.
For folks out there that want to follow Josh Allen up in Buffalo, be sure and check out Matthew Fairburn, The Athletic Buffalo. Really, really good stuff. Matthew, congratulations again on the launch on Monday, and thank you so much for giving us some time.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you, Matt.